And we have seen some evidence of what it is that she's talking about. When EMF radiation was applied to a sample of a person's blood, there was different, not particles, they were actually little chips. Little, I don't even know how to describe it. They were particles, but they were literally little microchips that would fade into this reality and fade out when the EMF radiation was removed. So there is this quantum dot quantum technology that is somehow associated with what it is that they put into this hydrogel, and it is affected by EMF, and it is also affected particularly by blue light, as I understand it.
And I think what Dr. Tapley, you mentioned just now about quantum entanglement, the way you explain it, is kind of similar with what you said earlier in an interview taught about symbion, you know, the symbion organism. It is like two microorganisms combining together and latched together for long term.
Well, our Health and Human Services Department in the United States government has a SynBio division. We stumbled along the playbook of the people, I use that term loosely, behind this. And their mission is to genetically modify, to genetically transform every plant and animal species on this planet. And it appears as though the SynBio division of Health and Human Services is in the business of helping that happen. So we see this genetic mutation through all the things we talked about, synthetic DNA, synthetic mRNA, and these bioluminescent proteins being created in all of the species on this planet.
So what will the future of humanity is going to be, you know, with all these shots going to the bodies and all
None.
this that's happening?
If we don't stop this, there will be no humanity. Not certainly not as defined as Homo sapiens sapien.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's I said from the beginning, there's three plans for humans: death, chronic disability. The ones that survive it with these shots will be moved into the transhumanism movement, and they will no longer be humans. Their DNA.
Already talk. That's already happened.
Well, not all of us have gotten the
Yeah.
shots, you know.
Yes, exactly. You're right.
So the ones that have and survive the shots will end up with will end up in this transhumanism movement as you have defined it and seen in documents. They call them, you know, homobiogenesis, you know. And I don't know how many of your listeners or viewers are familiar with Star Trek: The Next Generation, but the Star Trek: The Next Generation had this thing called the Borg, B-O-R-G. And it was this kind of this collective, like a hive. And one of the expressions about the Borg was that you will be assimilated and you cannot escape. You will be assimilated and you cannot, and there's no resistance and you will be assimilated. And once you are part of this collective hive, which goes back to the quantum entanglement concept, once you are part of it, there's no escape. And now, if we've got a different species of humans on the planet, we're no longer humans, you know, Homo sapiens, for which all of our laws and everything have been designed to protect. And now we have a new species of humans that are nanotechnology driven. Do any of our laws apply to that? And I know Todd's talked about that a lot, you know, like what does that mean? And honestly, I don't think we know yet, do we, Todd?
No, we don't. You're precisely right. You know, when you look at the government documents, starting back in 2001, the NASA Langley research paper where they said the new species would be called Borg, exactly what you said. They talk about it in the future. We should probably get around to addressing what rights this new species has, but I don't think it's any rights. And the reason I say that is when you look at all the various papers, you will find that they refer to this new species as property. Should we, let's assume that this super soldier goes crazy, should we just turn him off or not? You know, it's just a piece of chattel property to them. So you're exactly right, Doctor. My fear is that there are no laws protecting them. And if you look at the way the law is drafted, it is for the purpose of protecting humanity. And I mean that internationally as much as in everybody's own criminal code, right? What is the homicide? Homicide is the unlawful taking of a human life. Well, What if that life is not human? Does that apply? And I'm afraid, doctor, the answer to that question is no.
Great question. The nasal swab tests that everyone's been taking are not tests. So what are they and what do they do? Luckily, I printed off this report out of the Slovak Republic before it disappeared from the internet. They performed a lab analysis on the test sticks between November 2020 and March of 2021. And what they found was nylon broken fibers at the ends of these test sticks. Their job is to disrupt the epithelium, or the surface layer on the mucosa, all the way up your nose where it meets your brain. It's breaking through there and then subsequently leaching the contents of the nylon fibers, which is DARPA hydrogel and lithium. After coming into contact with organic fluid, this material, this DARPA hydrogel, will start to form crystalline structures in a fractal manner throughout the brain, making its way to the pineal gland. The DARPA hydrogel creates 3D crystalline structures, and they grow throughout the tissue. I'm going to read this part word for word. After spawning a mixture of nylon fiber fragments, DARPA hydrogel remains on the nasal mucosa under the pituitary and pineal gland, along with lithium. This mixture immediately reacts with living structures to form crystals that are directly oriented to the pineal gland, which has its own electromagnetic field. The shape of the crystals determines the type of hydrogel used. The crystals are conductive due to the lithium contained in it. The crystals can receive the signal from the transmitter to the cell and transmit signals from the cell to the transmitter. These are actually nano antennas. Lithium is an element that does not occur naturally in humans and is highly toxic to the pineal gland influence. In low doses, it blocks it, and in higher doses, it can completely destroy it. Aluminum and mercury also have toxic effects on the pineal gland, which are widely used in jibby jabs. The pineal gland produces serotonin, a hormone of happiness, and controls human biorhythms. It is crucial for higher brain activity, creativity, foresight, sixth sense, etc., and for social interactions of man. DARPA hydrogel is an artificial substance that creates a converter between the electromagnetic field and living cell, tissue, and organ, converts an electromagnetic signal from transmitter to a signal which a living cell understands and responds to. DARPA hydrogel and lithium block and destroy the pineal gland and cause the thinking person to become a controllable biorobot. The jibby jabs also contain DARPA hydrogel, lithium, and patented genetic information.
Love of many will wax cold. Love and compassion will seem to have left the earth. More people will be forced to choose between electricity and food. Evictions have become rampant and homelessness is at an all-time high in America. This will become an epidemic of untold sorrow and proportion. They put poison in our food, such as HEK-293 and many other exotic chemicals. And many have unknown side effects, but they do not care. Now they place HEK-293 in almost all of our food, drinks, candy, even in our medications. HEK stands for human embryonic kidney cells from aborted fetus material. And now, because so many have refused they are placing the contents of that in living cows and pigs before they are slaughtered. So in a roundabout way, they are getting those who refuse that abomination, so beware. If Satan can do a thing, do you think that Satan will not do the thing? Remember, Satan's goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. Now what you can do, you can do like us and buy off-brand foods, as the likelihood of these products having HEK-293 and exotic chemicals is much reduced. Also find a local butcher shop that gets their meat from local sources that you can ask if they are free of hormones, antibiotics, and now you might pay a little more for your meat, but it will be well worth it. And be sure to say the blessing over all your food and drinks and bless it in Jesus' name. Now, this is more important now than you could ever know. I recommend that everyone contact a local print shop about starting a swap, barter, and trade newsletter, as this will be the only way to avoid the beast system coming in July, the digital currency. This way you and your community can swap for goods and services for things you and others need and avoid the beast system. Everything spirals down, everything collapses. Even gold and silver will lose its value and eventually become worthless, as you cannot eat it and it will not keep you warm. But food and clean water, now that will keep going up and up and up until it eventually disappears altogether. But much worse is also to come. Major earthquakes, major tsunamis on the West Coast, and even tsunamis on the East Coast as well. Weather will become bizarre and become impossible to predict, and many records will be broken. Many tornadoes and hurricanes and storms from coast to coast will come. It's not just me saying this. You also have David Wilkerson, Dimitri Dudeman, and many others saw all these things coming to America. They saw America destroyed in 1 hour. Foreign troops will invade America. Even the Bible says America will be destroyed in 1 hour. But we, the faithful, we will be saved out of God's wrath. We have God's promise in this. 1 Thessalonians 5:9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. But these days are the time of sorrows, and we will face many calamities. But if we are truly, truly His, He will protect us, or He will take us home to be with Him. So we still win, no matter what happens. Yes, bad times are coming. Pray without ceasing and be looking up for that great catching away, the rapture, as it is now so very, very close. Jesus said, when you see all these things come about, happening at the same time, look up, for your redemption draw nigh.
The sudden, unexpected appearance of a creepy, ghostly-looking girl has long been a familiar trope used in many scary movies. More often than not, these spirits are associated with a type of grand tragedy that plagues them and makes them want to attack the living. In this image shared to Reddit by RG Liberty, we see a photo that, at first, is a little hard to make sense of. However, it isn't long before the creepy anomaly becomes apparent. In the foreground of the photo, we see a woman playing with a cat, but it's what shows up in the background that has left viewers terrified. A ghostly-looking girl stands close by, her head pointed down. She has dark eyes and pale grey-looking skin. While it's possible that the camera angle and unflattering light is responsible for making a perfectly ordinary girl appear ghoulish, something about her greyish face and soulless eyes say otherwise. The photo was posted to a ghost photo subreddit, and even though there's little accompanying information, it seems that the poster is implying that their friend who captured the image was unaware of anyone else being present when the photo was taken. If this truly was the case, then it certainly raises the creep factor of this eerie photo. Several Redditors have suggested that the uploader try adjusting the brightness and contrast of the image to get a better look at the girl. However, when you do, it actually seems to make her look even creepier. As with many photos of this nature, its authenticity is still open for debate. So what do you think? Does it really show a chilling ghost child? Or is it simply a case of bad lighting? Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Most of us in the truth community are aware of Marina Abramović. This is an article from The Guardian, so it's kind of mainstream. It says, Marina Abramović, I'm an artist, not a Satanist. And we all remember a few years ago, spirit cooking, which is taking blood and like painting messages on a wall. And again, like if you've looked into this, and it says here, this is an article from New York Magazine. It says, report, Clinton linked to satanic rituals involving kidnapped children and Marina Abramović, right? We've all dealt with this, the Pizzagate stuff, the spirit cooking stuff, Marina Abramović, right? She's an artist, not a Satanist. Right? Looks very Christian in this photo here. There's something about holding lambs that's very unsettling. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. Some one-eye symbolism there, the Eye of Horus. Some more one-eye symbolism, emphasizing the one eye. She's on a magazine cover doing the Osiris Risen Freemasonry pose. And the Vow of Silence, right? Blubbity blubbity blah. Vow of Silence, right? Anyways, brothers and sisters, just thought I'd bring this up. Most of us are aware of this already. Please do your research about things. The world is a very creepy place. Please stay strong in the truth of Jesus Christ, our Lord, God, and Savior. Amen.
Look what she can do. Yeah. It's right here, Lloyd?
Yeah.
What's your pain level, 1 through 10, Lloyd?
About an 8.
Whoa, about an 8.
Oh, okay.
All right. Chris, you want to go for it? Go ahead, Chris. Just relax, Lloyd, and be totally honest, okay?
Thank you, Lloyd. Thank you, Laura, for loving Lloyd so much. You love him, and you want him well. And I speak to this pain right now, and I bind you, and I cast you out from Lloyd now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Laura, for the healing of his body. I declare this now that it's all well in Jesus' name.
Okay, Lloyd, now here, I want you to be totally honest, Lloyd. Put some weight on that and look for the pain. What?
Is it?
No, there's not.
Is there any pain?
Still there?
No,
it's gone?
It's gone.
It's gone. Oh. Yeah, Lloyd. Hey, all right, all right. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Angela, this is Charlie. Now, Charlie fell down and how many days ago?
About 5 days ago.
But you went to the emergency room and both of your knees were messed up. Were the knees messed up before that? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so
they've been, they've been bad for years.
Okay. So yeah. I asked you your pain level and you said it was a 10 out of 10.
10 plus.
Is that in both?
Yeah.
Both of them a 10. All right. So Angela is going to pray and you know Jesus is going to take your pain away. That would be a miracle, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then I can...
That would be, you could dance. There you go. So she's, is it okay if she puts her, is it okay if she puts her hand on your knees?
Okay.
All right, you go ahead, Angela. Just lean down there. You can do it. There you go. So you just relax, Charlie.
Okay. Father, thank you for Charlie. And we want to see that you're going to take this pain away now. In the name of Jesus, we command this pain on her knee to go, all ligament tendons to be aligned with the muscles. In the name of Jesus, we command the pain to go in Charlie's knees. In Jesus' name.
Now.
Now.
Okay, so Charlie, move around a little bit. Look for the pain. You look for the pain, and it was a 10. I want to know what it is right now.
About a 4.
Perfect.
Oh, wow.
We're going to get it to a 0. Go ahead, do it again, Angela. We'll get rid of the 4. That's fantastic.
Okay. Yes. Again, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want this pain to be gone. We command it to go now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
Okay, Charlie. Test it out a little bit again. Move it around. Try it out.
Not bad, kid.
Do you have any pain?
Just a little bit.
How little?
Stay there.
How little? Well, that's what you think. How little is it? 1 through 10?
1.
1. We'll get rid of that. Wait, is it in both knees, 1? Or just in 1 knee? That one. Okay.
This one.
Okay. Good. Put your hand on there.
Okay.
And say, I'm speaking to that one.
I'm speaking to that one.
I curse you.
I curse you.
You got to leave now.
You have to leave now.
I command this knee to go to a 0 now.
I command this knee to go to a 0 now.
Okay. Go ahead, Charlie. Try it out.
Okay. Thank you much. Now I can walk around.
Do you have any pain? Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Amen. Praise God.
Oh, yes. You will wish to have a name. Sorry. What? No.